This is a recording of All Dolled Up in Straps, a 2000 story hearing Ray K. Frazier, written by Spuffy Duds and read by Anasuna. It's always rough on both of them, taking Frazier's collar off for him to go to work. Worst on Mondays, though, because by then he's had it on all weekend, except for when Ray takes it off him so they can shower. It's not one of those big, heavy, "Hi, I'm kinky" ones. Not that Ray has a problem with those. In fact, he's wondering pretty hard if Frazier might like one for Christmas. But this one he can wear out of the apartment. It's a narrow, plain strip of black leather, just a little bit punky. Combined with Frazier's weekend lumberjack shirts and his "I have never even once had a naughty thought" face, which Ray is happy to know is a huge, huge lie. Well, combined with that, just a little bit punky is really fucking hot. By the time Monday mornings roll around, Ray's gotten really used to Frazier looking that particular kind of hot. Plus he loves how they can be anywhere, can be at the grocery store trying to pick out sandwich bread, and Ray can casually touch the collar, just put a hand on the back of Frazier's neck, and run his thumb softly along it, and Frazier responds. His breath gets hitchy, and his eyelids flutter, and sometimes Ray swears his knees bend a little before he can get out a reproachful "Ray." And Ray stops, usually, but damn, that's pretty. So yeah, Ray hates taking it off on Monday mornings before Frazier puts his uniform on. And clearly Frazier does too, because he'll look up at Ray from where he's kneeling, on the carpet. Ray's pretty sure Frazier would kneel any damn where he was told to, but Ray mostly tries to be nice. He'll look up at Ray and say, "I wish I could, all the time." And Ray says, "I know, buddy," and then snaps the collar, and Frazier stands up and gets his uniform on. Once he's got it on, he's all business, shoulders back and face blankly polite. Ray figures he's just getting into character. But one morning, months into the whole collar thing, Ray suddenly gets what's happening, because Frazier snaps into the tin soldier posture just as he's putting on the very last bit of his uniform. And that's the Sam Brown. And suddenly the fact that it's leather clues Ray's in that what's happening here is the flip side of the thing that happens when Ray puts the collar on him. The opposite of that relaxing and softening and "I'm not in charge" relief that washes over Frazier when it's a strap of leather that belongs to Ray. Frazier in the Sam Brown is Frazier walking around in public wearing the Queen's collar. This pisses Ray off. The next Monday morning, he takes Frazier's collar off, and Frazier gets that little lost look for a second, and then kind of shakes himself and stands up and starts putting on the serge. Ray lets him get almost done, then says, "Wait up." Frazier raises an eyebrow. Ray says, "So I bought some Mountie equipment. Well, not exactly bought. I figured trying to actually buy the stuff would set off alarms about impersonating an officer. Or the wrong kind of officer, anyway." Frazier gives him an "I patiently await your point" look, and Ray clears his throat and hopes really hard that he's not fucking up here. "So I made a donation. To a Mountie charity. For what this thing would cost. Which, damn, you guys don't skimp on your equipment, do you? I figured it might be hard to pick one because there are a lot of Mountie charities." Ray had eventually settled on one that, well, it did look like a good idea, teaching kids what to do if they got lost in the woods, but that wasn't why he picked it. "I picked the one with the funniest name," Ray says. Frazier studies him thoughtfully for a moment, then grins. "You gave money to Hug a Tree and Survive?" "You got it," Ray says, and feels weirdly satisfied. It's good to be understood, even about the goofy shit. "For?" Frazier says. Ray's managed to distract himself from his own point here. He's a little nervous. "This," Ray says, holding up the Sam Brown. And Frazier gives him a confused frown. "I must admit," Frazier says, "I was thinking perhaps my handcuffs." Ray closes his eyes and thinks about that for a second, because how can he not? but he makes himself get on with it, opens his eyes, and says, "That is an excellent suggestion, Fraser. That is a suggestion we are discussing the fuck out of later. But right now, my point is, I paid the Mounties for this. It is mine." Fraser gives him an end face. Ray's gonna have to actually explain this. And his mouth gets dry, because maybe this is a little much. But he's going through with it. Can't stop now. He steps closer to Fraser and starts putting the belt on him. Looks Fraser in the eyes while he's doing it and says, "It isn't the Queen's collar, and it isn't Canada's collar. It's mine." Fraser's eyes get wide and he says, "Oh. Oh." Ray finishes buckling everything, grabs Fraser by the strap and yanks him even closer. "You keep your head where it needs to be to stay safe and do your job, Frage. But every now and then, whenever you can, you look down at this and remember whose it is and whose you are. Got it?" "Yes," Frazier says. "Yes, Ray." And he's flushed and breathing a little funny. And this was not too much. Not at all. Ray palms Frazier's dick lightly through the Mountie pants. He's nice and hard. And Ray grins. Puts both arms around Fraser and pulls him in tight, says in his ear, "No taking care of that at the consulate." "Ray!" Fraser says, and it cracks Ray up that after all the shit they've done, he can still sound scandalized. "You know I wouldn't." "I know you wouldn't," Ray says, running his lips around the edge of Fraser's ear. "I just wanted you to know you can't." Fraser shudders in his arms and then says, "Thank you." The end.